Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, I don't know what the hell it means anymore, but we still do it. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 6th day of December 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time, and I'm your host, Henry Shai. Where were we? Shit. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today at a low of 30 and showers. And I mean, we got winds out of hell and a big storm blowing through here. It's been raining for days and looks like it's going to rain a few more days. Anyway, I guess it's better than fucking snow. That being said, we're going to run through this and we'll come back and we'll go look at the alternate propaganda.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's pop over to the, well, the alternate mainstream propaganda. See what's up today. Montreal Mayor Valerie, it looks like Planette, just collapsed on live television. I watched this. I think she was hyping the fucking hype to the vaccine too. I mean, how many have we watched just drop? I don't mind it when it's somebody like that. Good riddance to bad garbage. Hope she dies. Let's see. New York City will be the first city in America to charge Americans to go to work in the morning, just to go to work in the morning. And it was here, New York City will be the first city in America to charge Americans to go to work in the morning. Americans will have to pay $23 per day. Passenger vehicles will be charged $15 to enter the congestion zone. Trucks between $26 and $36. The tolls will be charged once. I never looked at it over here because it's a video. Tolls will be charged once per day. That's what it comes down to. But it's a there's a video with it, and quite interesting, I suppose. Anyhow, let's see what's next. Traitors, and I know what you're thinking when you hear a traitor on here. You're talking about the whole goddamn corporate mafia. No, these are like stock traders. Traitors may have been told about Hamas' plan to attack Israel on October 7th. I will not believe it. I'm tired of people talking down about my government. I mean, well, my corporation, well, my masters, well, I'm tired of this stuff. I mean, we have the best goddamn government that, well, they don't buy it. Money can buy it. They can steal money. How about that? Well, look at this. This is by, looks like Naima Harris, the people's voice. Okay. I probably got an ad in here. They want some fucking money for their $100,000 fucking sets in their fucking piss poor propaganda. Usual market activity showed that some traders knew in advance. No. Traders knew in advance that the October 7th attack on Israel was coming. People, what they're expecting us to believe here, I'm telling you. This would mean that there was corruption. And I mean, corruption in the stock market? No, those people are honest. A study by U.S. researchers suggests that the inside traders knew about the Hamas plan to attack Israel on October 7th and used that to make millions of dollars by short-selling Israeli securities. The study, which was published on Monday, detected a sharp uptick in trading activity on Tel Aviv and U.S. stock exchanges before October 7th. Israeli authorities are now investigating claims that some investors may have known about the attack in advance and used the knowledge to make hundreds of millions of pounds. And they're talking about the chosen people. They wouldn't do that, would they? RT reports law professor Robert Jackson Jr. from New York University and Joshua Mintz of Columbia University examined trading and exchange-traded funds that invest in Israeli companies as well as short-selling activity on Tel Aviv stock exchange and options activity around Israeli firms trading on U.S. exchanges. Short-selling is aimed at making a profit on an asset that is expected to drop in price. The seller borrows a security and sells it on the open market with the goal of buying it back later at a lower price and pocketing the difference. You wouldn't do that, would they? Researchers found significant short selling in shares leading up to the attacks that triggered the Israeli-Hamas war. They should have an investigation. I demand an investigation. I demand that King Chuck's goddamn administrative admiralty investigate this goddamn allegation. Days before the attack, the traders appeared to anticipate the events to come. They wrote, citing short interest in the Israeli exchange-traded funds that suddenly and significantly spiked on October the 2nd based on data from the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. The ETF is commonly used as a way for people to make investments in Israel, which on any given day has around 2,000 shares shorted. On October 2nd, that number shot up to over 227,000 shares, the study revealed. And how many people did they made all that money off the fucking derivatives bubble? By fucking buying insurance on something they knew was a fucking fraud? And we paid it. I mean, we borrowed the money in our great-grandchildren's name. If they have to live in servitude, well, heck, what's the problem? And just before the attack, short selling of Israeli securities on Tel Aviv Stock Exchange increased dramatically. Professors wrote in their 66-page report, oh, these fuckers are in trouble. We know about this now. Oh, I bet you that the FBI is reading this right now, and they're going to go get them. That's extremely unusual, said Mintz, one of the authors of the study, adding the shares sold short on one Israeli company alone yielded a profit of nearly $900,000. Ting Jing. And another document example, 443 million shares in, it looks like Lumi. Israel's largest bank were sold short between September 14th and October 5th, yielding profits of 3.2 billion shekels, $862 million. Lumi's share price dropped by almost 9% on October 8th in the immediate aftermath of the attack. Taken together, evidence is consistent with informed traders anticipating and profiting from the Hamas attack, the researchers concluded. The professors found that the short selling activity in early October exceeded the short selling that occurred during numerous other periods of crisis. The Israeli Securities Authority said it was, here we go, you fuckers have had it. Israeli security authorities said it was looking into the findings of U.S. researchers, adding that the matter is known to be the authority. The matter is known to be the authority and is under investigation by all the relevant parties. They're fucked. You think? Oh, man, that is so funny. Oh, man, what did I do here? I think I better get back over here, Rambo. Wow, things keep disappearing. Stop that. Back on that. They don't want me to talk today. I'm sticking up for Israel, damn it. I know they wouldn't do those nasty fucking rotten things. They wouldn't steal while they're killing their own fucking people. Now, would they? Nah. Just wouldn't do it. All right, where are we? New York will be the first. Okay. Traders. Oh, yeah, traders. The summer of central bank gold buying extends into the fall. Man, they're showing mountains of fucking gold here. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. What they don't see, you know, gold has always controlled everything. I mean, the iron bank, the banks have always fucking financed both sides of the fucking conflict. And whichever one brought them the most profit, that's who they financed more so that they could, you know, end up with the assets of the fucking losing country. I'm going to tell you, cocksuckers, it ain't going to be that way this time. We're going to come and see all that gold. We're going to come take that fucking away from you. How are you going to stop us? We're the largest army on this fucking planet. We're coming and taking all our fucking gold back, bitch. All our fucking silver back, bitch. Every fucking penny you have stolen from our people that has been taken without due process of law is coming home, buddy. Man, I wish you could, if you're looking at the site, you can see this pile of fucking gold. Summer of central bank gold buying extends into the fall. Really? Think something's up? Oh, I don't want to know. This is by Tyler Durden. Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge, man. I mean, that's like Superman or Clark Kent. Oh, that's right. He's gay. I don't know if he works for him or not. Central banks globbed up gold over the summer and the buying spree has continued into the fall. It usually means something's fixing to happen, people. I'm here to tell you. Globally, central banks added another 42 tons of gold to their reserves in October. China continues to be the biggest gold purchaser. The People's Bank of China added another 23 tons of gold into its hoard in October as it expanded its official reserves for the 12th straight month. You know, we ain't got no gold here. They've shipped our gold out of this fucking place. You want, they won't be talking about the United fucking States. Well, the corporation, well, they've got, well, I guess all our gold actually belonged to Israel all along, just like the planet. Since the beginning of the year, the People's Bank of China increased its reserves 204 tons, and it has added 255 tons since it resumed official purchases in November 2022. As of the end of October, China officially held 2,215 tons of gold, making 4% of its total reserves. I wonder how much that fucking gold belongs to us already. Most people believe the Chinese hold even more gold than that off the books. There has always been speculation that China holds far more gold than it is officially reveals. As Jim Richards pointed out on Mice Daily back in 2015, many people have speculated that China keeps several thousand tons of gold off the books in separate entity called the State Administration for Foreign Exchange. Last year, there were large unreported increases in central bank gold holdings. Oh boy, man, if we did something like that. Central banks that often fail to report purchases include China, Russia. Many analysts believe China is the mystery buyer stockpiling gold to minimize exposure to the dollar. It's a coming, people, but I'll tell you what, chink, we're going to come and we'll take every goddamn bar of it and we'll wipe your fucking country off the goddamn map. You motherfuckers don't believe it. We're not fucking around. I will not live as a slave on this fucking planet. I'd rather destroy the son of a bitch and every motherfucker that tried to make a slave out of me. The Central Bank of Turkey also made another big gold buy in October, expanding its holding by 19 tons. Maybe that's why you didn't go on over there and help them Palestinians, huh? Even with big purchases over the last several months, Turkey is still a net seller on the year. The Turkish Central Bank sold 160 tons of gold last spring, but returned to buying in the third quarter. According to the World Gold Council, the big gold sell earlier this year was a specific response to local market dynamics and didn't likely reflect a change in the Turkish Central Bank's long-term gold strategy. It sold gold into the local market to satisfy demand after the government imposed import quotas in an attempt to improve its current account balance. The country is running a significant trade deficit with China. Although the Turkish government reinstated gold import quotas in early August, so far we haven't seen a repeat of sales into the local market to meet elevated demand. The National Bank of Poland also continued its recent gold buying spree, expanding its reserves by another 6 tons. Its gold holdings have now risen to over 100 tons this year. In 2021, Bank of Poland President Adam Glapiński announced a plan to expand the country's gold reserves by 100 tons. Now that it's reached that goal, Glapiński indicated it will continue to add gold to its holdings. Where's our gold? This makes Poland a more credible country. We have a better standing in all ratings. We are a very serious partner, and we will continue to buy gold. The dream is to reach 20%. Our dream is to take it all back. When we announced the plan to expand its gold, when he announced the plan to expand its gold reserves, Glapiński said holding gold was a matter of financial security and stability. Something up here. Gold will retain its value even when someone cuts off the power to the global financial system, destroying traditional assets based on electronic account records. Of course, we do not assume that this will happen. Well, of course not. That's why you're doing it. But as the saying goes, forewarned is always insured. And the central bank is required to be prepared for even the most unfavorable circumstances that they created. And they can have all the fucking gold. And they're going to tell you to take that paper, shove it up your stupid. You took paper for your fucking gold. That is why we see a special place for gold and foreign exchange management process. Other significant buyers in October included India, 3 tons, the Czech Republic, 2 tons. The goddamn Kyrgyz Republic, 1 ton, Qatar, 1 ton. There were two notable gold sellers in October. The Central Bank of Uzbekistan sold 11 tons of gold during the month. The National Bank of Kazakhstan also continued its recent selling, lowering its reserves to 2 tons. It's not uncommon for banks that buy from domestic production such as Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan to switch between buying and selling. October buying came on the heels of the second highest third quarter total of central bank gold buying on the record. This is why they're getting right at the same time they're getting ready to go to the digital fucking money on the rest of us people. $600, you can't buy those bullets. No, we'll tell you, you want your social credit score to go down, motherfucker. You're not saluting when you go out. You're not going out in the morning and playing fucking Mao Zedong's fucking song, you son of a bitch. The point here is they're buying a whole hell of a lot of gold, and I want to know where in the fuck ours is. A majority of American voters want U.S. to call for a permanent Gaza ceasefire. No bullshit. I mean, when it comes to this fucking point with the fucking lies, I mean, you turn on a TV and you're going to see commercials fucking promoting fucking Israel's old. They're good people. Even if they slaughter babies, if the babies need to be slaughtered, it's a good thing. They're sending Jesus souls and stuff, you see, because they're such fine fucking people. Let's see what this is. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Polling continues. Fuck polling, okay? Because we're going to find out in this article that it's like 1,700 people that are talking for fucking 300, 400, 500 million fucking people. Who knows how many's in this fucking country now? Polling countries to show that the majority of Americans favor a lasting ceasefire in Gaza, a position the Biden administration has rejected. Well, what the fuck? Why should he? He don't represent us. The latest poll from Data for Progress Fund found that 61% of American voters, if you take that 61% and you make it about 98%, everything but the 0.004% of these fucking lying, dirty sons of bitches doing the poll and doing the lying, support the idea of the U.S. calling for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza and a general de-escalation of violence, including 76% of Democrats, 49% of Republicans, and 57% of independents or third-party voters. See, when they do these fucking polls, what people got to realize, they're not polling the whole fucking country. They're polling those stupid enough, stupid enough or else being a part of the fucking goddamn treason to be registered to vote. So, you're only talking, I bet the 20%, there ain't 20% of the people registered to fucking vote. They know it's a fucking fraud. They don't participate. And to try to pretend that this represents the fucking views of a whole fucking country, of 300 million people, just by 20% who vote, that you pull 1,000 and some of is such. I mean, that's goddamn anybody shake their head and go with. Well, I guess that's common core math for you. When presented with arguments for and against the idea of ceasefire, 52% of respondents still supported a permanent truce, while 34% opposed the idea. I'm 34% of fucking. 20% is what? I mean, you're talking a handful. This is why I tell you, there's a handful that's doing all this shit to us. 34% of the people of the 20% registered to fucking vote, unregistered to fucking vote. Tell them to shove these fucking polls and all the rest of this shit up their ass. Turn the fucking cash back over. Turn yourselves in for fucking prosecution, or we're going to fucking have to slaughter you. We're going to have to shoot your asses out of this country again. Opposed the idea, and 14% said they didn't know what position to take. I don't know. I vote. The poll was conducted from November 22nd to 25 and surveyed. Now, this is what surveyed out of that 20%. 1,201 likely American voters. So, I mean, you're talking 300, if they're just talking American nationals, you're talking about 320 million fucking American nationals who have the only say in this motherfucking country. But at 1,201 likely voters, I mean, they can't even say voters. I don't think there's that many goddamn, I don't think there's going to be another election. If it is, it'll be all fucking foreigners fucking voting. And it'll be time to pull the fucking triggers in case you haven't figured that out. An earlier poll conducted by Data for Progress in October found stronger support for the U.S. calling for a ceasefire with 66% of respondents in favor, but it did not use the term permanent. Oh, you fucking people will say anything. And this here is, again, this is just fucking fodder for another phony fucking election that I don't believe is going to happen. Yeah, I think a person would feel fucking like a dupe with stupid road on their head if they went out and played this fucking game, don't you? I'm gonna go down there with stupid road on my head and fucking, well, I don't even have to do that. Maybe we can vote by computer. Maybe Pablo will give me Pablo Garcia from fucking Mexico yesterday will give me a cuts in line and then get the hell out of here. Data for Process in October found stronger support for the U.S. calling for a ceasefire with 66% of respondents in favor. It didn't use the term permanent. No, permanent is the genocide that is being committed on the Palestinian people. When they fucking kill women, when they have to take babies out of dead women who've been bombed by these motherfuckers, and that's permanent. Death is permanent. That's only death and fucking the fact that these motherfuckers are going to exist until we fucking snuff them out is only thing that is for fucking sure in this goddamn country. A poll conducted by Reuters. PSOS, I don't know what the fuck that is, last month found that 68% of Americans agreed with the statement. Israel should call a ceasefire and try to negotiate. They've committed genocide Israel should be fucking invaded. Israel should be fucking taken over. And then the goddamn fucking criminals who have fucking tried to wipe out a fucking a race of people should be fucking tried, hung, quartered, put up against the fucking wall and shot. No, ceasefire and negotiate. Negotiate what? Oh, will you let us live after we committed this fucking genocide in front of the fucking world, and we'll stop at half of fucking goddamn Gaza? No, they're already bombing the southern half of Gaza. They're blowing the whole fucking place to pieces. They're driving the Palestinians finally clear out of fucking Palestine. Those dirty, rotten, stinking, parasitic, fucking kike, Zionist Jew motherfuckers, including three-quarters of the Democrats and half Republicans. Three-quarters of the Democrats have it. Both the same fucking people. There ain't a dime's worth of difference in them. They shit through the same hole. The Reuters POS also found little support for the U.S. Arming Israel. Just 31% respond that said they supported sending Israel weapons. Now, see, you were saying 31% of the people they support that? No, 31% of the 20%. You got to see they've been playing this fucking goddamn numbers game with us for so fucking long. That's why they want Common Core math. So you can't do the simple fucking addition and subtraction that it takes to find out that this is just a fucking tiny little handful of thieving motherfuckers that need their hands cut off. They need to be fucking tried, convicted, and fucking hung for the goddamn crimes they've committed against the people and against our Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. They are guilty, prima fucking facie. These trials will be short, and the hangings will be quick. It has to fucking stop, people, and you have to stop it. 43% oppose the idea. 43% of who? Of what? Out of 1,205 fuckers who probably stupid enough, who they can't even say it, or who are probably stupid enough to go out and vote. At least, I mean, that's how it should be phrased. The U.S. has supported Israel's onslaught in Gaza since it was unleashed in the wake of October's Hamas attack. No, we know better than that, don't we, People's Voice? You people that are giving all the money to these fucking cocksuckers, you tell them that you don't want to hear no more about the Hamas attack, when it was a goddamn false flag proven 50 fucking times over. You don't want to hear COVID-19 no more, as it's been proved to not fucking exist. This is fucking propaganda. This is trying to tell a half-truth and then cover and then come and tell a fucking direct fucking lie. Because you know Hamas attacked with the fucking help of the fucking goddamn Israel. Well, they worked for the Israelis. The Israelis attacked. They killed their own people. Nearly daily weapon shipments include thousands of 2,000-pound bombs. 2,000-pound bombs are dropping. I mean, they're leveling fucking Gaza. And they're fucking blowing up goddamn children, babies, mothers, pregnant mothers. They don't give a fuck, and they're doing it right in your face. And what are you going to do about it, Goy? What are you going to do about it, Goy boy? Anyway, that's sickening enough, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll find something even more sickening, I'll bet you.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Towers, for he was the beast
as he hatches new plans to gain power, and the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals, and the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels, and the snow fell. They had to keep warm for survival, and the snow fell, and defeated the beast's only rival. They took the old roads that Napoleon had taken before. They fought as the forces of light against the darkness in a holy war. One day they were looking around at the sun shining on the cold flowers. The next day they were freezing to death in the snow and the ice cold showers. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell, and defeated the beast's only rival. Then came the deadly road back from the steps of their retreat. They correct their bodies, but worse was the pain of defeat. Many people who had hailed them once now turned and looked away. Well, these people now knew that the beast was on his way. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell, and defeated the beast's only rival. You finally came back to the borders of your fatherland. Now enemies came, traitors everywhere at hand. Many people who had fought and died knowing that they had to win. Well, yet still it sickens my heart to see the picture of the red flag in Berlin. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell, and defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches at 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37, and of course, that was Sega with the snowfall, talking about the rise of the communists. When, you know, the greatest generation went over to Europe and preserved international communism, and then went to the South Pacific and then preserved international communism for the Chinese by beating the fucking goddamn Japanese who were going to end communism. When you find out all the deceit, it's a pretty deceitful fucking world. All the lies we've been told since we were kids. I mean, it all makes me want to puke. It really does. Let's see what else we got going on here. Hmm. All righty. An Israeli whose family members were held by Palestinian militants tells of friendly fire deaths and complains, "We used to think the IDF knows what it's doing." Meanwhile, freed captives detail horrifying captive trauma from Israeli bombings. You mean they killed and bombed their own fucking people? These are like goddamn savages who don't give a shit about nothing now, aren't they? A relative of newly released Israeli captive has publicly accused the Israeli military of killing its own people and says Tel Aviv is blocking the victims' families from speaking out. Well, I guess it's pretty fucking bad for you already, ain't it, Kike? The whole goddamn world knows what you motherfuckers are. We'll extinguish you from this goddamn planet. Just think if those fuckers had never existed, how much life could have been better for billions of people? In testimony delivered in Israel's Finance Committee on December 3rd, Noam Dan, whose cousin's husband remains in Hamas custody and who suffered the loss of two other family members in the hostilities, told legislators the Israeli military has killed its own. "We know for sure that three people were killed by our fire, three hostages," she declared, while demanding to be informed of whether the families of captives were given up on by the Netanyahu administration. Dan's comments appear to confirm a statement delivered from captivity in Gaza by the 34-year-old Israeli citizen Yarden Bibas, addressing Netanyahu. The abductee stated that the Israeli military had killed his wife and two children in an airstrike and pleaded for the prime minister to negotiate for the release of their bodies. "Bibi, you destroyed my family. You killed my wife and my children, everything in my life. I'm begging you, please bring my wife and my children home." But don't forget that these motherfuckers, man, they're trying to make like, it's just a little faction. Don't forget the fucking goddamn Golan Heights, where they're right now murdering people, blowing up their houses, burning them down, shooting babies. They're fucking going for it. And they want you to separate that goddamn fly shit from the pepper. They want you to. We're not going to do it. You won't even separate children from fucking adults or fucking civilians from fucking goddamn combat troops, will you? But we're supposed to sort you, mother. You fuckers had better sort yourselves out, hadn't you? And you better get these cocksuckers fucking penned up before it's all over. This is going to fucking stop forever. You're never doing this again. Freed Israeli captives have also delivered harrowing accounts of the massive Israeli bombings that they endured. According to Facebook posts by Israeli television producer Levi, from the reports of the returning abductees, it is repeated that the most horrifying captive trauma they experienced was probably the IDF bombings. When they tell about them, they literally tremble in front of me. The terms are of hell, of the brink of death, of an earthquake, of noise from another planet, which also caused permanent hearing damage. The fear of being murdered by the captors was zero compared to the fear of dying in the bombing. See, these fucking, they're animals. Israeli bombings, and see, when they get done, they'll blame that Hamas killed all those people. Hamas did, like the Germans killed 6 million Jews when there was only 650,000 of them in the whole of goddamn Europe. And another lie, I mean, National Geographic came out with those fucking figures. No, you got to keep up the fucking line. Fuck 6 million anyway. How many did Stalin kill in the gulags run by the fucking rabbis, motherfuckers? You want to talk about mass slaughter, but no. This here is to try to get you to go like, there are some good Jews out there. Well, you better get your guns out, because we pay for every one of you to have a fucking fully automatic MAC-10 or fucking, I can't think of it, MAC-10, and start shooting these motherfuckers, hadn't you? If they're killing you, aren't you going to kill them back? Or is this just so, oh, there's going to be some woman that we got to feel sorry for. I don't feel sorry for none of you. I feel sorry for that Palestinian mom fucking dead when they had to take her baby out of them, they saved the baby's life by a bomb on their fucking house. How would you like to have your house fucking bomb, people out there? A bomb on a house with a pregnant woman in her final trimester. How sickening does it fucking have to get? Israeli bombing sanctions on Gaza threaten mass slaughter of Palestinian Israeli hostages alike. Not by the fucking goddamn people holding them, by the goddamn fucking kikes. After a temporary truce in Gaza ended with renewed Israeli bombardment of the enclave, on December 1st, Hamas accused Israel of sabotaging efforts to extend the recent ceasefire in Gaza. And you got to remember, these guys that are head of Hamas, they got big houses. They live like fucking kings because they're up. Them and the Israel, they all shit through the same hole, same deal as here. Hamas and fucking Mossad and fucking and the Israeli period, they all fucking shit through the same fucking hole. There is no Palestinian authority. There's no representatives for the Palestinian people. They aren't owned by fucking Israel. Israel owns it all. Saying that Netanyahu administration refused to release the 130 plus Palestinians it captured during the truce in exchange for the bodies of a family of captives that the group says were killed by Israeli strikes. But I got to feel sorry for these people. I don't. If you'd had a handle on your fucking goddamn what you're calling your government, this wouldn't be happening, wouldn't it? It's just like us here. We got nothing to bitch and complain about because we have the fucking authority. We have the fucking power. We have the law behind us, and we're not stopping it. So we can't fucking cry around about, oh, you know, man, this is terrible. Yeah, we can. I'm going to have to do it, people. I'm sorry. Hang in there. I'm going to do it. I condemn it. Oh, there. My conscience is fucking clear. In a statement, Hamas spokesman Dr. Kaylee Al-Hayeye said the group offered to hand over the bodies of the dead detainees resulting from Israeli bombing, including the bodies of the Bibas family, but said the occupation refused to deal with all these offers as they had already decided to resume their criminal aggression. They're your criminals, just like there are criminals. It's our fucking fault this shit's going on. It's our fault that it's being financed. Sorry, Palestinians. I fucking fight it. If my people weren't so chicken shit, we had already took this shit back. This wouldn't be happening to you. This is our fucking fault. Our fucking fault. Take responsibility. Read this shit. Think about that baby being delivered out of its dead mom. You're responsible for that. I'm responsible for that. Because we have the means to stop it, and we fucking don't. Because we're fucking cowards. In a previous appearance on Israel's Channel 13, Dan told her interviewer that we know for sure that not only did Israeli civilians hear bombing, but buildings collapsed on top of their inhabitants, and that hostages were injured in the attacks. The IDF damages the houses where they're held, she noted, and it's not just Israeli bombs which are jeopardizing the safety of the captive Israelis. According to Dan, our sanctions on Gaza endanger the health and of the hostages because Gaza doesn't have flour. They don't have flour. It's one-to-one. Can't feed somebody with fucking dirt. Getting the Palestinians, they tell them to eat dirt. I guess that's what they'll feed the hostages, right? If there is any hostages, this is all a fucking game. She noted that Israel's military reputation has been left in tatters following its disastrous response to cross-border raids carried out by Hamas, their fucking agents, and other Palestinian militant groups. I guess you could call Mossad one of those groups in early October. The whole notion that the IDF knows and protects them has dissolved, Dan explained, adding that she was surprised that the Israeli army allowed us to know so much because it completely fractured our confidence. They don't give a fuck. The revealing's over. They're going for it. They think they've just the big piles of gold. You go back there and look at that other page. Look at them big piles of gold. They think the gold's going to win it. I've always said it's going to be the fuck their mammon against our fucking numbers. And we're going to have to finance our fucking selves. What we need, we're going to have to take from the fucking enemy. And we're going to have to take a fucking lot of it. We're going to have to take that fucking gold back, too. That's probably our fucking gold sitting right there that we're looking at. We used to think the IDF knows what it's doing. We now know nothing's that simple. In the same interview, the Israeli revealed that Tel Aviv had prohibited her from divulging information about the very difficult experiences endured by her relatives, telling the host, "I'm not allowed to provide details. They asked us not to." And what happens if you don't do what they ask? I fucking kill you. You're talking about monsters. We've always told you what these fucking cocksuckers are. And now they're showing you what they are. And still here we fucking sit. Anger with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been mounting in Israel since October 7th with a poll taken. Oh, they took a poll. They took a poll taken in early November, finding that 76% of Israelis want Netanyahu to resign. Most of them goddamn Israelis are all right. Forget about the, 1.4% in this country that enjoy a higher standard of living than everybody else in this fucking country. Forget about them. They're actually, most of them are nice people. There's just a few bad apples, a few bad actors. You goddamn right. Though the military campaign is overseas, has managed to kill an estimated 15,899 Palestinians in discriminate aerial attacks. Israeli forces' ruthless tactics have failed to win the release of the 122 civilians they say remain in Gaza. Well, there'll be 122 million. You see, that's how they count. That's how the Israelis count. It's another Holocaust. I'm telling you. Israeli captives freed from Gaza continue to warn that Israel military presents the greatest threat to those left behind in the besieged ship strip. Besides the bombings that have killed many Israelis in captivity, the prospect of a military rescue operation fills them with fear. The biggest threat currently hovering over the heads of the abductees, wrote Hagee, I guess it'd be Hagee, Levy, is a military operation to rescue them. The families of the abductees and everyone around them should shout and scream, do everything so that such an operation does not take place. Its chances of mass slaughter are about 100 times its success. And of course they will, because it's going to be up to 6 million died in the big war with the little blind girl in the corner. We had fucking 21st century fucking high best technology in the world provided by our fucking slaves over in the United States, by our fucking lap dogs. And they'll actually be goddamn United States fucking boots on the ground meat. Because you don't belong to our armies if you go over there. You belong to the United Nations and you're a goddamn traitor. You're fucking the rights of the people here, the goddamn unalienable. Unfucking goddamn absolute unalienable fucking law of this fucking land ratified December 15, 1791 that guarantees our freedom and liberty is being shit on. It is being taken away. People are being killed for fucking trying to fight for it. And you fuckers are over there. You're going to go over there and you're going to kill little goddamn Palestinian kids. You're real men. Walk away from them, motherfuckers. Shoot them in the fucking head. They're traitors. Jewish Israel man on camera who had attempted to fight off Palestinian militants that opened fire at a Jerusalem bus stop, shooting him dead even after he threw away his gun and pleaded for his life. Well, yes, of fucking course. And it ain't like this shit ain't been fucking... I mean, everything's a big fucking surprise. No, it ain't. In this picture, they're holding up a mirror written on it, BB, the destroyer of Israel. Yeah, I forgive all of you guys. I mean, I know you've lived lavish fucking lives off the fucking backs of the American working people, off our fucking sweat. And you and yeah, your fucking King Chuck over there, he's wanting to slap a big multi-trillion-dollar tax on us to fucking further your fucking picking your nose up and thinking you're fucking better than we are. Well, you're not fucking better than we are. You're fucking goddamn, you're the lowest form of life to ever slither across this fucking planet. NATO chief warns that West to prepare for bad news about reality of Ukraine. Well, of course, they're telling you right here. They tell you in this article, it's lost. It cannot be fucking won. More money. Send more money. Please send more money. We're going to put so much money in this, you can't be won. We didn't realize that. But more money. More money. Well, because, well, Zelensky needs that second mansion to that second fucking yacht. And all his good fucking buddies up there, all of them that sit at the table at the end of the week like the mafia dons that they are and split up the fucking proceeds they've stolen from fucking working people in this goddamn country who produce and fucking can't even afford a roof over their head and food for their fucking children. Why don't you
Henry,
yes, go ahead.
So when the United States gets attacked someday, do you think Israel and Ukraine are going to be right there for us?
I think that they will act as human shields to save us, brother.
Probably, yeah. Just seems like that's always the problem. Just don't have enough money, you know. Just that, more money would always solve. More American money would always solve all the problems of all the rest of the world, wouldn't it?
Well, it sure solves the problems of the ones that meet up that table in goddamn what the hell is it in Ukraine there? Anyway. That meet up there in Ukraine at the end of the week and split it up. I'm sure Donald Trump's there with his hand out. I'm sure that fucking goddamn DeSantis is there with his hand out. I'm sure that Putin's there. I'm sure that Netanyahu's there. I'm sure that the fucking Zelensky's fucking there. And they're all cutting it all up and thinking about their new yachts and their new fucking mansions. And they're turning around and they're paying their fucking... It's called mafia. That's how the mafia runs. This is pure corporate fucking mafia. It's like the lady that Tucker Carlson interviewed the other day. I mean, she's a congresswoman. She's dumber than shit. She don't know why things are the way they are. She knows it's wrong, but she don't know why. And when she told Tucker Carlson, when he asked, well, what are they going to do? And she said, they're going to kill me. They already swatted her house 3 times. And he said, he said, well, what are you going to do? She said, buy another AR-15. I mean, people, even the stupidest people are starting to come to the conclusion. There's only one way this stops, and we have the power to stop it. That's why we're guilty, man. We're that woman that's dead, that delivered the baby, we killed her. We killed her because of our negligence and our fucking cowardice, because we do have the authority to fucking stop it. It just makes me fucking sick, man. It really does. What else
Marjorie
you got here?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Pardon?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yep, that's the one. Exactly correct. And, I mean, you should watch that. I mean, I hate Tucker Carlson's guts, but, man, when you can see that she's speaking sincerely. She may understand what's going on and thinks that this guy, it can be fixed, that the fraud can be fixed. This fraud cannot be fucking fixed. You can't fix a fraud. You have to get rid of it and start over. Because it's a fucking cobweb of fucking lies, and you can't even do proper business through a fucking fraud, because it runs into fucking goddamn stone walls that have been put there that shouldn't be there. It's just fucked. It has to go. All the property has to be returned, and we have to start over. I'm sorry, and it's going to cost a lot of fucking lives to do it, because it was neglected for fucking goddamn generations. The generations before us neglected it. And we've been neglecting it. Well, I fucking myself, I have fought for 30 fucking years against it. But I mean, the basic thing is, it's taking responsibility. There's no goddamn excuse at this point. Everybody fucking knows. Everybody knows who these fucking mobsters are. They're telling you, they're calling themselves corporate fucking goddamn rulers. And I mean, the ruling class. I mean, goddamn, do you understand the words of this English language that you're supposed to know how to speak? Did you go to fucking school to even learn the language? Yeah, absolutely correct, man. Watch illegal alien says, I love you, Joe Biden, immediately after crossing the border. And this is a story, and it talks about, yeah, of course, they all fucking love Joe Biden. And they're going to say that because it's election time, and it's a fucking game. It's all but stupid. But in the middle of this fucking game, people are being genocided. People are being genocided. The most we were taught since we were little kids, oh, how horrible. The Holocaust, the genocide, oh, horrible, horrible. And now this is being done right in front of your face when it's the goddamn fucking son of a bitches who actually killed them up. I mean, did Dresden on the fucking goddamn Germans, burn people alive in their fucking houses. All civilians, just like goddamn Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They did monsters. Until we get rid of these goddamn monsters, we will know no peace upon this planet. I can promise you people that. Let's see what else. Zelensky abruptly cancels address to senators, lashes out at failure to secure more taxpayer funds. Who's fucking with Zelensky? I want to know right now. We're going to have a little talk. He's here. He wants more fucking money. God damn it. Friday's coming up. It's time to cut up. And he's got that mansion picked out. It's in the Barbados, and it's got goddamn servants. It's got goddamn, got a beach. He's ready, man. He wants it. He wants it. He's kicking like a little child. I want it. Give me that American money from that son of a bitch there with his fucking nose to the grindstone and his back to the fucking wheel, sweating to keep a fucking roof over his children's head so he don't end up fucking unemployed living under a goddamn highway underpass in a fucking tent in the middle of the goddamn winter. Come on, give it to him. I want it. Fuck you, you thieving son of a bitch. You will fucking hang. You're all international fucking criminals. You're all international mafia. And you will get your fucking comeuppance. Because the people of this country, they can't take no more. You talk about intolerable acts. This makes the intolerable acts of the time of the fucking uprising back in 1775 look like goddamn child's play. Look like a goddamn Boy Scout troop. I swear to God, what are you going to do, people? Can you look at yourself in the fucking mirror? I can't. I'm disgusted. This keeps me a fucking awake at night. I don't know if it bothers you at all, but it does bother me. Because I believed in this fucking, I was raised to fucking believe in this fucking country. I was raised as the best fucking country in the world. I was raised in freedom, liberty, justice for all. Held my hand over my heart. And man, when we play football, when they play the national anthem, you could just feel it pumping through you. So proud of this fucking lie that they had taught you since you were old enough to hear fucking words. The lie that fucking ruined your fucking life. It's ruined everybody's fucking life at this point, unless you're one of them. And sailing around in a fucking yacht, picking out fucking goddamn mansions in other countries. It's ruined your fucking life. Most people I know, they talk about recluses, about that guy that blew, when they blew his house up, they killed that son of a bitch. They talk about recluses. God damn, you fucking recluse everybody on purpose. And now people don't want to go out. Why don't they want to go out? Because they don't like this fucking woke fucking reset that you put there. And they can't, and they won't go out and fucking remove it. Because that's what's left. You either accept it or you fucking destroy it. Or it's going to destroy you. And you can leave that to your progeny, I suppose. Anyway, I've had more than enough of this sick shit, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for some more sick shit. And until then, just see this shit for what it is. And like I said, man, don't let them fucking pull the wool over your eyes with that thing like that article on Israel. I mean, man, no matter what else in this goddamn world, all my life, the Israelis in this country who make up about 1.4% of the population have lived a higher standard of living than every other fucking people in this fucking country. And that's a fucking fact. They stick together. And they're calling themselves separate species. Revealing that Crowley talked about has happened. It's in your fucking face. Are you going to accept it? Or are you going to destroy it? Because that's your only fucking choice. You can get down on your goddamn knees or stand up on your fucking feet. Make up your mind. That is the word from the trenches.